Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
So prayer number one was about my apartment. So it said, "Dear Lord, please order my steps and bless me with the apartment you custom made for me. You gave me the apartment I'm currently in and you've kept me in it. I pray that you do it again, but exceedingly and abundantly. Make it safe, modern, and luxurious. Nice staff, maintenance, and a rooftop terrace. Rent I can afford and 1 month off rent. In Jesus' name, amen." That's exactly what I prayed. My handwriting sucks, but that's what I prayed. Y'all, God gave me that. Like, legit gave me that. It's crazy. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomenChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And I'm Bizak. Guess who's Bizak? Bring them out. As you guys can see, I am in a new space. So, yeah, you hear it. And also, I'm sure you hear my dog coughing in the background because I'm in a studio now. So, there are no other rooms to put him in. I am sorry. We all have to deal with his coughing. I apologize, but I mean, he's old. I'm blessed to have a senior dog. You know, a lot of dogs die early, so I am appreciative that he is still kicking at 14 years old. I have had him for 14 years. We have basically grown up together. But how y'all doing? What's going on? What's popping? It has been 2 months. So much has happened in 2 months. I will fill you in on the other things that happened. But today we're just going to talk about how God blessed me with a luxury apartment. So, you know, get your holy oil ready, get your prayer cloths ready, or just get your Bibles ready. If you want to have a praise break afterwards, let's do it. So honestly, I feel like this journey started in December. In December, I went on the most impactful fast I've ever gone on in my entire life. So it was the Tiffany Montgomery, Tiffany Montgomery Year of the Bride Fast. That was the name of it. So in this fast, you would think it was about praying for your husband. It was not. Okay. This whole fast was all about breaking curses off of your life. So anybody who knows me know that I have been in a wilderness for years. Like, I could clock it. It started in September of 2018, actually, where my wilderness started. And I literally went from having, like, I think at the time I had like $6,000 in my savings. And after like 3 months, I had like 50 cents in my savings. I still remember it. It was like 47 cents. It was a specific amount, but I remember crying because I had that amount in my savings. And so I just didn't understand because I had came out of a season of overflow where that's when I had first started doing hair out of nowhere in 2017. And like overnight, I built this crazy clientele, was able to work in a shop. Like, it was crazy. So I was making like $1,500 to $2,000 a week. Like, I was making good money. So to go from that suddenly overnight to go to 47 cents in my savings account, not checking, savings account, was like insane. So I'm praying. And it's like year after year after year, like nothing's happening. And I'm just stuck. But what I noticed was like God was providing. It was very like Exodus. So if you read Exodus, with Moses and the Israelites, God puts them in this wilderness. But while they're in the wilderness, he sends manna. So if you don't know what manna is, manna literally stands for what is it? But he was basically raining down food for them. But the food only lasted for that day. And they could not store extra because he wanted them to fully depend on him. Because if they stored extra, it would rot. So sometimes God takes you through seasons where all you can do is depend on him. there will be no overflow. You will literally only have just enough in those seasons. And it's going to feel like torture if you don't trust God. Because many of us think that we trust God, but we don't. We trust our resources. God is the source. Many times we trust our resources. Here's how you know you trust your resource over trusting God. If when your money gets low in your bank account, you get nervous, you get anxious, you get worried, you don't go pray, and then if you do pray, you still keep worrying about it, you don't trust God, you trust your resource. You trust the resource in the bank account, the money in the bank account, because you only feel confident, you only feel safe, you only feel at peace when there's enough money in the bank account. But if you trust God, you can have 47 cents in your savings account and still know he's gonna come through. So for me, God had to show me, you don't trust me, you trust your resources. You've made an idol out of money, and I'm gonna break that. So I went through this long season, y'all. Like, this season was crazy. I'm not gonna get into it. But going through that, just, it was hard. So I had been living in my apartment for 10 years before I moved out. So I moved into my last apartment complex. I had two different apartments there. I had a studio starting out back when rent was $640. Whew, what a time to be alive. And then a year later, I got a one bedroom. I had been in that one bedroom for 8 years. And I wanted to move during COVID. Right before COVID hit, I actually tried to move. But because they told me that I was about to have a rent increase because I didn't have an updated unit. So they were like, you have to get out, basically. That they didn't even say a rent increase. They just said, you got to move because we were about to renovate. And then COVID hit and they were like, oh, just kidding. And many people would ask, like, why are you staying in this apartment if you hate it so much? And it's because it was cheap. Like, at the time, everybody was paying $1,200, $1,300. My rent was still like $900 and something. So I stayed because, again, I was in my wilderness. I couldn't afford any more. So I had been praying to get out of this apartment for years. So let's kick it off and start where we are. Because I had to give pretext to get to the context of now. So December, I go into this fast. I genuinely go into this fast because I'm praying for my husband. But I didn't realize how many curses I had on my life. So biblically speaking, there are curses that can be cast on our lives that we don't even know that we're in covenant with these curses. So I had a strong curse of delay on my life, which caused a lot of confusion. So many times we're trying to figure out like what God's will is for our life, but we are so confused. We can't hear the clarity of God because we may have a curse of delay on our life. And so I just could not get clarity. Like, I did not know what to do. So I was moving in my own strength a lot of times. And that's why I couldn't get out of that stuck place. So eventually, when I did this fast, I started to get clarity. And I just know, like, even now, like, I just hear God. I know what to do. Like, I know what's next. I can hear him speaking to me. He's like, this is step one. This is step, like, it was amazing. And biblically, if you want to back this up, and Daniel, he did a fast. And when he was fasting, he was waiting on God to answer him. But an angel was trying to deliver him the answer, but the answer was delayed because he got into warfare. So he had to call another angel, one of the archangels, to give him the answer. I said that to say, sometimes we pray to God. God hears you, sends you an answer, but you have so much warfare around you that you can't even hear it. So sometimes you have to pray and fast to break that stuff off. So that started in December. So in December, this went on, and then I started to get revelation about my career and stuff. And then I went back to a 9-to-5. I do want to go do a podcast on that too. Just why I went from working for myself full time for 7 years and then went to a 9-to-5. And it was more than just because I needed the money, child. But it was more than that. So I got a job. I started working again in February. And then it was time for me to renew my lease. So around this time, I didn't know what I was going to do because, you know, right now rent is so expensive. It's crazy trying to get an apartment right now. All the stipulations, like, I literally feel like they want us to be homeless because it's so much red tape around just trying to get an apartment. It is crazy. Like, not even trying to buy a house, but just to get in a freaking apartment, right? So I didn't know what I was going to do. So I just kind of sat on it. But my best friend was like, no, you're moving. You're moving. You're moving. I'm like, I don't know. So when they sent me the renewal, I kind of just sat on it. And then like 3 days later, somebody stole a package. Now, my apartment was ghetto. It wasn't in the ghetto, but it was ghetto. It was so crazy because it was in like this nice area, but it was ghetto. Okay. So nobody had ever stole my package. Now, y'all, I done seen police standoffs. I done seen brawls outside my window. I done seen domestic violence. I done seen literal SWAT teams with guns. Like, I done seen all this stuff in my complex. Nobody had ever stolen nothing from me. That was kind of like my final straw. Like, you stole a package? So they stole some hair that I needed for clients. They stole over $100 worth of hair, and that pissed me off because $100 for hair may not sound like a lot to you, but because I do like faux locs, this was from my vendor. It was literally like a garbage bag full of hair. So much hair. Like, so much freaking hair. Like, it could have done like five heads. That's how much hair it was. So that pissed me off. And so at that point, I said, yeah, I gotta move. Like this, God, okay, I hear you. I'm gonna move. So I signed my papers to say that I will be vacating. And yeah, so this was in April. This was in April. Okay, cool. So I started kind of glancing at apartments. So the first block came when I'm looking at apartments. So there's this new rule now. Now, back in the day, you can go look at an apartment in February. If the rent in February is $1,500, if you say I'm moving in July, it's still going to be $1,500. That's not what's going on right now. So right now, if you go to an apartment complex in February, or when I was looking in April, and it says, oh, it's $1,500. If you say I need to move in July, it's going to tell you, oh, now it's $1,800 because that's the projected rent amount in July. Excuse me? $1,800 ain't my budget, though. Okay? That's not my budget. So it was just insane. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to wait till closer to the date to really, really look, because this whole that's not the projected rent cost thing was killing me. It was blowing me because I had looked at like three different apartments, and every time I tried to look for the July, because my lease was up July 19th, it kept saying like it's going to be up. I mean, it would increase hundreds of dollars, like hundreds. It was insane. So I said, I'm going to just wait. Then I had a trip planned to Jamaica in June. So all of my money was going towards that, honestly. So I said, you know what? I got time. I'm going to chill. So in the midst of this, I had applied for this affordable housing thing that happens with certain luxury buildings in Atlanta. And my friend put me on because she had moved to her apartment for the same thing. So with this program, they call you anytime. You never know when they're gonna call you. When they call you, you have 3 days to apply and 30 days to move once you get approved, right? And the application fee is $300. If you don't know, right now, the average in Atlanta, the average application fee is $300. It's $100 for the application, $200 for administration. Like, they want us to be homeless, I swear. But anyway, so in the midst of me planning for my trip, and then when they call, usually my homegirl said it took them a year and a half to call her. You never know when they're going to call you. They called me in May. So when they called me in May, I looked at the place and I'm like, I like it, but my lease ain't up to July. I'm going to Jamaica next month. I don't want to break my lease. I can't afford to pay you $300, then pay you a deposit, break my lease. Like, it's just not working. So I really wasn't disappointed because I'm kind of like, there's nothing I can do. If God wants it to happen, he'll make it happen. So I let them know, like, well, I can't do it because I went, I came up, I saw the place, I couldn't do it. And I was just like, yeah. So the lady was like, do you want me to add you to the list? And I'm like, back to the list. I said, yeah, that's fine. But I wasn't thinking nothing of it because it already took them 10 months to call me the first time. It's May. So I'm not thinking they're going to call me by the time my lease is up July 19th. So, but I said, okay, whatever. Just add me to the list. That's fine. Cool. So go to Jamaica, come back, and I say, look, I'm a nail down now. It's time to look for an apartment. So I started looking for apartments, and y'all, I'm just not really finding nothing. So everyone around me is getting worried, but I was just at peace because I'm just like, there's nothing I can do. And also, the thing I told you that was going on was still going on. In June, I would look, and it would be like $1,350. Then if I pushed it out to my move-in date, it's $1,585. Y'all, Why y'all want me to be homeless? Like, why? Okay, so July came. Right before July, my spirit was telling me to fast. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to do another Tiffany Montgomery fast. She does a fast every first of the month. If you guys want some clarity, August is coming up. I mean, it's August. September's coming up. Go ahead and do this fast. So in this 3-day fast, dang, I forgot to grab my book. Oh, no, I'm going to go get it. So I started this 3-day fast, and in the fast, I was like, okay, God, I have 3 prayers for you, and I want you to answer these prayers, right? So he literally answered. I'm laughing right now because I was texting my best friend today, and I told her that he answered these 3 prayers, and he answered them in order, and it makes me want to cry because he literally answered these prayers literally in the order that I wrote them. So prayer number 1 was about my apartment. So it said, Dear Lord, please order my steps and bless me with the apartment you custom made for me. You gave me the apartment I'm currently in, and you've kept me in it. I pray that you do it again, but exceedingly and abundantly. Make it safe, modern, and luxurious. Nice staff, maintenance, and a rooftop terrace. Rent I can afford, and 1 month off rent. In Jesus' name, amen. That's exactly what I prayed. My handwriting sucks, but that's what I prayed. Y'all, God gave me that. Like, legit gave me that. It's crazy. So I write this down. You see the date? I actually wrote it down on June the 17th. So I write this down June 17th. And I go on my fast July 1st through the 3rd. During the fast, he let me know that I had made an idol out of worry. He told me that you worry too much. You will pray to me, say you trust me, then you go immediately into worrying. Every time you worry, I need you to praise me. Every time you worry, I need you to call out my names, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh. You need to praise me every time you worry. I need you to praise me. And I was like, all right, cool, bet. So during the fast, I was just focused on praising God. And I prayed, of course, my 3 prayers every time. And yeah, so coming out of the fast, I'm thinking like, oh yeah, you know, God about to show me this apartment. It's going to be amazing. So I told y'all on my list specifically, I wanted a luxury apartment. I wanted a rooftop terrace, and I wanted at least 1 month off rent because moving costs so freaking much. I knew that I was going to need that 1 month off in order to do everything I needed to do, right? So I started looking. In the budget that I had, I could not find anything that fit those 3 things, okay? I could not find any luxury apartments in the area that I was looking in, because I was looking on the outskirts, because I used to live in Smyrna, if you are familiar with Atlanta. But I was trying to stay in that area, but like all the luxury apartments were out of my budget because I moved during July, which is the most expensive time to move because everyone's moving. Summer is the worst time to move. So the best time to move is like March, April, or like October, November. Like, so it was really bad. It was rough. So I said, you know what? Maybe God is just letting me know that I shouldn't be looking for a luxury unit right now. Maybe I should just be looking for something normal, just a normal apartment to live in, something nice. So I basically was like, I'm gonna just settle. But I'm thinking it's because God doesn't want that for me. Like, I'm thinking that's just not God's will right now. And I'm okay with it. Like, I'm accepting it. Like, okay, that's fine. At least I'll get out of this place though, because anything could be better than this. So I started looking for units that weren't luxury, that didn't have a rooftop terrace, that just had 1 month off rent. That was my, like, I removed the other things from the list. I said, you know what? I'm going to just remove that other stuff. Let's just get 1 month off the lease. So I go to see this one place, and I really liked the place. It was like a loft style with like 2-story, and like upstairs was open, and downstairs was like the living room or whatever, and upstairs was just your room, and it was open. So I said, okay, cool, I like this one. And so I decided to apply for that one. Gave them my $300 and applied for that one. Now, the thing about this one was they lied to me. I should have listened to them reviews, because when I looked at the reviews, they said, beware, because they'll show you an apartment that isn't the apartment you're going to get, and you're going to apply, and they'll tell you that's not your apartment. And that's exactly what they did to me. So when I went, we're in this apartment that I like. It's well lit, like where it is. And so when I'm walking through, I said, is this apartment I could be moving in? He was like, oh yeah, this one's, he literally told me it was available. And yeah, it's available. Then the next day I call him like, is that the one I'm getting? He's like, oh no, someone got that one, but it's another one. You can come look at it. Now, mind you, this is after I done paid the $300 to apply. So I go back in with my best friend and we see the second one. I don't like the second one. The second was dusty. It's ashy. So I'm just like, well, if I'm moving this one, y'all got to fix this, this, and this. But I guess, like, whatever, if I don't have a choice. So now at this point, it is literally, I apply a week, y'all. I think I apply like a week and a half before my lease is up. Okay. I ain't got a home. Everybody's panicking, but I'm not. So in the midst of that, I went next door to see a complex right next to this one. And that one was pretty cool too. And they had like a look and lease special where you'll get $100. You can pay $100 application fee. You don't have to pay three. They'll waive the admin. And then you get $1,000 off your first month rent. So I saw that one, but I didn't apply because I applied for the other one. So I'm thinking we good. So I basically stopped looking because I'm like, all right, we good. So I'm waiting on them to call me and tell me if I'm approved, like how this is going to work. What's the deposit? So the main thing I'm worried about is the deposit. So eventually they call me on a Thursday and they's like, oh yeah, everything is cool. Check this app to see your deposit amount. Y'all, when I looked at how much they wanted my deposit to be, I wanted to fight. I was fighting air all day. So y'all, the deposit was $1,286 and it was non-refundable. Non-refundable. When a deposit become non-refundable and why is it $1,286? So apparently it was some leasing bond. I'm telling y'all, they want us to be homeless. It was some leasing bond. It was the weirdest thing. So I called the company and they're like, you have to.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Okay, now, so I'm like, y'all telling me I have to pay $1,286, turn around and pay a prorated amount of rent next week to these people and pay for moving expenses. What drugs you think I sell? Like, what drug? Like, what are you talking about? So I was so distraught, y'all, on that Thursday. Like, I was crying. Like, I was crying. I was just miserable. I'm like, God, you don't want me to leave this place. I can't believe this. Like, I can't believe this is happening to me. It was so bad that, like, I was willing to stay in my old complex, even though the front office, so rude and nasty to me. Every time I went up there, very unhelpful. Zero stars. I do not recommend. I still need to leave my rating. But anyway, I went basically back to them and I was like, what can I do to transfer units? And they were like, I know you don't want to stay. And I'm like, I don't, but I may not have a choice. Like, what can I do? And so the guy's like, well, you can transfer. It'll be $100 to transfer over. But the person you need to speak to about that isn't here. Y'all, I just want y'all to know I have been up there three times to ask them questions about, like, what do I need to do if I need to extend, if I don't find an apartment in time. Every time I go up there, they're like, oh, the person you need to speak to not here. Oh, the person you need to speak to not here. Oh, the person you need to speak to not here. Does she work here? Is she employed here? Does she exist? Okay, at this point. So it was just frustrating. So I leave and it's still Thursday. And so I'm crying all day. I don't know what to do because I'm like, this is the only apartment at this. So literally a week after that, I was supposed to be moving. So that, like, I was a week away from my move out date and I didn't have an apartment. So, and I wasn't finna pay them $1,286, a non-refundable. And then when I went up there to try to talk to somebody, they weren't trying to help me. So I'm just like, okay, well, I can't do it. So before I went to sleep that night, I was in the shower and God was like, I told you to praise me. I told you to praise me. Stop worrying and praise me. So I got out that shower, y'all, and I praised God while crying, like a real sacrifice of praise. Like, I was literally crying and praising God, shouting. I had my praise music playing and I was praising God. I was praying hard and I was declaring that how he will give me my apartment, praising him. Okay. So I went to sleep and I woke up in such a good mood. Like, I woke up just feeling I wasn't defeated no more. And I was like, I will sweep the ocean before I will mop the ocean before I stay in this complex. It ain't over. It is not over until God says it's over. Like, this is my attitude waking up. I'm like, no, I'm going to look for more apartments today. So I get up, I go to work. At work, I'm looking for apartments. So I'm like planning little visits. I'm like, okay, I'll get off at 4 today. I'll set up a visit here at 4:15. I'll set up another one here. So then I remembered the apartment that I went to see that was next to the other place. I was like, I wonder if they'll let me do the look and lease where I can get just the $100 application fee and a $1,000. So I called them and he was like, yeah, just come up here and act like you haven't seen nothing. I was like, all right, bet. So, so I don't plan all this stuff. So I get off work, I go home. I get off work, I go to the first apartment. And in the midst of that, I get a phone call, but I'm not thinking nothing of it. So I come out and I check my message. Y'all, guess who it is? Y'all would never believe who it is. It is the affordable program luxury apartment I told y'all that called me in May that I couldn't do. They called me again. That is insane. I'm gonna tell you why it's insane. It had only been 2 months, May, June, and we was in July. It had only been 2 months. They called me in 2 months. That is unheard of. I'm telling y'all, first of all, them calling me in 10 months was crazy. For them to call me in 2 months, insane. I was like, God, if you want me to move there, I bet. Let's do it. So they called me at the end of the day. So I couldn't get in touch with them again until like the next day. But in the midst of this, I'm like, I bet. So I'm going to call them back, but I'm still going to see this other place. So I went to see the other place and I still said I'm gonna apply for this one just as a backup. So the next day I called the luxury apartment and they're like, the girl you need to see, it's only one girl that does the affordable units, you can only see her, but she's out today. This was a Saturday, you have to come Sunday. Y'all, again, I ain't got no place to move. This Sunday, my move date is Friday. Okay, so I'm like, okay, cool. What do I need? She tell me all the stuff I need, how much the application fee is, what I need to bring. So on Sunday, I come, I visit, I see the unit. She showed me the unit I would actually be staying in. And then I have everything. Like I have like a notebook, like it's thick. Okay. So I apply. So I asked her, I was like, hey, you know, my move out day is on Friday. So what do I need to do if my move out day is Friday? Do you think the apartment will be ready? She was like, honestly, I don't know, because you're going to have to go through what's called compliance. So I don't know. That could take 1 day to 30 days. I don't know. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to keep praying. I'm not going to worry about it. But in the meantime, I'm like, let me set myself up for if I don't get approved in time. So I said I can get storage, because there was a storage unit right across the street from my old apartment. So I went to see them and they were like, they had a special going on for 1 month off. So they're like, if you move in, you only have to pay application fee, insurance. And basically you can get the storage for $50 if you only need it for like 2 weeks. And I was like, all right, bet. That's a good price. So then I've been talking to movers and I talked to this one dude and his moving company was called Faith and Grace Moving. And I'm like, oh, this is definitely God sent. So I'm talking to him and I'm telling him my situation. And I'm like, look, I'm moving Friday. I have to leave out of here regardless, but I don't know where I'm going. I can either be going, you know, downtown to the luxury apartment in the sky, or I could be going across the street to the storage unit. But, you know, this is what's going on. He's like, all right, cool, whatever. I got you. Great, great dude. Now, in the midst of this, I'm trying to see if I can talk to my complex and get an extension to see if I can move out a week later. Finally, I have to track this lady now. I literally have to take time off of work to sit in their front office to track this woman now. Like, it was really, I really need to write that review. Like, they're just disgusting. They're horrible people. But anyway, so they tell me no. They're like, your unit is already rented out. Side note, they were lying. They're lying liars. They're fat-faced liars. I'm going to tell you why. Because I have a friend who lived right across the hall from me, and she said my unit is being remodeled. So they could have let me stay, but whatever. It wasn't God's will. Cool. So during this week, I'm twiddling my thumbs on this Monday that comes up. She calls me at the end of the day and I'm thinking like, what's she calling me for? She calls me and she's like, hey, Miss Guys. What did she say? She was like, hey, Miss Guys, I just want you to know I won't be here on Tuesday and Wednesday, but you have been approved and your deposit right now is only $150. Praise God. But you we still working on your background check and I won't be here Tuesday and Thursday, Wednesday. And I was like, so you're basically saying that I'm probably not going to move in on Friday. She's like, yeah, I just wanted you to know just in case you were looking for me tomorrow and Wednesday. And I'm just like, okay, here we go. But I'm still staying faithful. I'm still, you know, thinking like God's going to make a way. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Cool. So I go throughout the week. And then I get an email back from the second place I applied for. They're talking about your deposit is a month and a half rent. Y'all want us to be homeless. I'm not doing that. Y'all want us to be homeless. Like, why is this other place that's nicer than y'all telling me it's $150, but y'all want over $2,000 in deposit? Y'all want us to be homeless. I'm convinced. Like, I don't know what drugs you think I sell because I don't sell any. Y'all want us to be homeless. Cool. So at this point, I have no prospects but the luxury apartment. That's the only one I have. And yes, it has a rooftop terrace. And yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention. So the place that called me in 2 months, which seemed impossible at the time, rooftop terrace, luxury unit, nice staff, and 1 month off of rent. So I get 1 month off September. So I'm like, yes, this is God. This is God. Cool. So now I'm just trusting because the first apartment I'm out $1,286, can't afford that. The second one, $2,000 and something, can't afford that. So now I'm just waiting on this one. I'm just waiting. Just trusting God. Sacrifice and praise. Every day I'm praising God like crazy because if I don't praise him, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go crazy. Okay. So Thursday comes and my friends come over and they help me pack and we praying, we praying, we praying. So my homegirl who lived in the unit, I mean, in the building already, she was one of the people that helped me pack. And so I was telling her, she's like, have you heard from her? And I said, no. She was like, you know, I know her. I got her phone number. So she texted her. So she comes in the room. She was like, listen, if she call you, tell her you sound like you've been crying because I told you you're over here crying and having a breakdown so she could rush this process. I'm like, yo, that is hilarious. But you a rider for that one. So anyway, she gets a text back, y'all. Y'all remember when all the airlines went down because the technology outage? That happened. So there was a technology outage and she couldn't even submit my paperwork on that Thursday. So me and my homegirl get to praying when we hear this. 10 minutes later, my other homegirl walk in and she was like, oh, their system just came back up. Let me tell you how, I know it was warfare. She said everybody else in the office computer was working. But hers. So me and my friend got to praying 10 minutes later. It's working. All right. So then we pack and cool. So next day comes. It's moving day. I still don't know where I'm going. I don't know if I'm going downtown or if I'm going across the street. But my plan was if I have to go to storage, that I would stay with my best friend for a week. And everything had fallen into place because she was going to be leaving to go out of the country. I had a super busy week at work anyway, so I wasn't going to really be there much. And then my dog, my friend, she's Caribbean. So she don't do dogs in the house. So I had to get someone, one of my other friends, to dog sit. So everything fell into place. So I was set up regardless. But I really wanted to move once because, I mean, who wants to move twice? Who wants to pay for all that? So Friday comes and I call her that morning to kind of see, because my movers weren't going to come until 2, I think 1:32. So I called her to see if there was anything that had changed. Nothing had changed. No, when I called, she was busy. So I was like, all right, cool. Well, I guess I got to go get the storage unit. So I go, the movers come. That was one blessing. The movers, I only hired 2. I was only paying for 2. 3 showed up. Marvelous. Spectacular. Okay, so they moved me out in 1 hour and 15 minutes. They literally moved me out and into the next spot in 1 hour and 15 minutes. It was insane. They were wonderful. So I go across the street to get the storage unit, and as I'm driving up, I get a call from the front office, from the lady I was waiting on. So I'm like, oh my God, is this her calling me to tell me to move in after I done paid for the storage unit? Like, what's going on? Well, she called me to let me know. So the issue was, because I do hair, verifying my income was tough. It was difficult. So she was calling me to ask me for help on verifying my income. So she didn't tell me to move. So I was kind of bummed out, disappointed. I ended up moving into the storage unit, and I ended up staying with my best friend. So I was bummed out because I'm like, dang God, I was praying for you to move me at this day, at this time. Like, did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? But then I'm just like, you know what? It was God's will, whatever. So I'm still praying. I'm still, even in disappointment. Listen, God is rarely early, but he's always on time. I'm going to tell you right now. Because if you look even at his patterns, because what's his name? Lazarus, he died. God waited 3 days before he went. So just understand, God is rarely early, but he is always on time. So I just kept that in mind. I kept praying. I kept positive. I still stayed trusting God. So that week, I'm still waiting on approval. I'm just waiting. Everybody asking me, when you moving? Where you moving to? I don't know. I'm just trusting that I got this one because I feel like God blessed me with this one. So this Friday done passed, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I think I hit her up on that Monday. And she was like, yeah, you approved fully. We're just waiting on compliance. We've fully submitted your paperwork. All right, bet. I'm not going to bother you no more. So I said, I'm not going to bother this lady no more because ain't no point. It's in God's hands now. So I'm at work on Wednesday. I'm chilling. Again, I'm praying every single day. I'm up and down on emotion because I'm like, dang, like I really just want to move into my space. Because if you've ever been in between homes, it is very uncomfortable. Even though, now I'm not going to hold you, my best friend, she let me live it, stay at her place. She has a nice, beautiful place. Like the room she gave me, the room was busting, huge. Had my own bathroom, had my own everything, had my own little section in her parking garage. Like everything was great. But ain't nothing like having your own, right? So on that Wednesday, I get a phone call from the office and she's like, hey, that note, I had to get a paper notarized that week prior. And she's like, hey, that notarized paper, you send it an email. They need the actual original copy. Y'all, I'm at work on my lunch break when she calls me. Guess where that copy was? In my backseat. Like, the paper was in my backseat. So as soon as she called me, I said, oh, I'm on the way. Like, literally, I'm on the way. Bet. So I text my boss because my boss is so cool. I was like, hey, this is what's going on with my moving situation. I got to drive downtown real quick. I'll be back. She's like, all right, cool. Bet. So I would drive it 20 minutes later, drop it off, leave. So that night I had Bible study every Wednesday, and I'm letting everybody know, like, hopefully the next time I talk to y'all, I'm in my place. Like, hopefully, you know, fingers crossed. So the next day I woke up feeling like God was about to move. That Thursday, y'all, I woke up in such a great mood. And I started praising God and declaring. I said, today's today. Today, today, God. That girl gonna call me today. Like, I'm literally walking around my friend's house. I'm in the car. I'm praising God. I got my worship music on. I'm like, God's about to blow my mind. Today's the day when I'm gonna get that phone call. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. So I'm thinking, like, she gonna call me at like 5 p.m. Something like that, because that's what, like, the pattern was, she called me late. Y'all went to work at 9. That lady called me at 10:15. Congratulations. You got your apartment. Y'all, hallelujah. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. So we set it up to move and just everything fell into place. Now, if you were to ask me why I feel like God had me to wait that week, I would say probably for financial reasons. You don't realize how much it costs to move until you move, because it was several things I didn't take into account. I didn't take into account the bills that were still going to bill. Okay. Bills don't take a break. Even when you move, it's still bills that's like running, right? They still do. Okay. I forgot about the bills I still had to pay. 2, installation fees. 3, final bills. Transfer fee, all of that stuff. So I had to pay for movers twice. I had to pay for movers to move from my place to the unit, and then from the storage unit to my place. And the reason was because each day I moved was a weekday and I didn't have a choice. Like, I moved out on a Friday, I moved in on a Monday. Now, the blessing about both of those was, one, I told you the first moving company was so amazing. They moved me an hour and 15 minutes. The second moving company, it was two of them. It was raining that day. And the way my building is set up, you can only move through a loading dock. Now, the loading dock is all the way downstairs. I stay on the fourth floor. In order to get to my unit, you have to go through the loading dock, find where my apartment is, go up the elevator, go to my apartment. Like, it is a lot, right? So going through that was, I was nervous because I had only hired them for 2 hours. So we had to go from Smyrna to downtown Atlanta, move in 2 hours. Y'all, we finished literally in 1 hour and 59 minutes because I was helping them. And then we got lost because we couldn't find the building at one point. It was crazy, but everything worked out. And I'm just feeling so blessed because, like, y'all, I was willing to settle. Like, literally, I was like, God, maybe it's not your will for me to have this luxury apartment that I really want. You know I waited 10 years to move, and I was following your will because I didn't want to do X, Y, and Z. But yeah, like, God provided this. And then in my budget, like, because I couldn't afford this without this program. Like, so just remember, sometimes you don't need to make more in order for God to bless you with something. When God wants you to do something or he wants you in something, he will lower the price. Remember that. Like, I've learned that several times. So that is how God blessed me with a luxury apartment. I would do an apartment reveal, but I'm still refurnishing. After being in an apartment for 10 years, I threw away so much stuff. I threw away 60% of my stuff. I still have my couch only because I need a couch, but my couch is sunken, so I have to get a new one. I had to buy like a cafe table. I had to buy like a new desk. I had to buy so much stuff. So once I furnish everything, I'm going to show you guys the apartment. But right now, just know your girl is in a luxury apartment, loft style, and we living. We living. High ceilings, we living. Okay? All right? Okay? All right now. So in the future, I won't be talking, I keep saying that, but like for real this time, I won't be talking only about relationships and dating. Y'all notice that I'm a fitness influencer now. So I'm just kidding. Kind of. But y'all want this fitness advice. So I'm gonna give y'all this intermediate fitness girly advice, because that's all I got for you. Because I don't know about no macros or no micros, but I know how to help you lose weight after 35. Okay? Because we out here. So, all right, y'all. Till next time. Hopefully this helps somebody. Hopefully this gives somebody hope. Hopefully I said something that will ignite your spirit. Go praise God right now. Write down your prayers. That was another thing. Like, prayer number one, he answered that one. Prayer number two, he answered that one last week. He answered this one he probably answered it sooner, but I responded last week. And then prayer number three, he answered on yesterday, this morning-ish. And this was all from my fast. So if y'all need a little bit of clarity, fasting is a great way. I told y'all, Tiffany Montgomery has her monthly 3-day fast every month. It ain't easy. So you don't eat or drink anything but water until 6 p.m. And at 6 p.m., you only eat raw vegetables. That's it. You can't eat no meats, no cooked vegetables, raw. So I was eating cashews, salad, grapes, stuff. Like, yeah. But all right, y'all. Till next time. Bye.